You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Now, again, we see Jesus here saying something without saying it. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." You must understand why Jesus was very specific about making disciples. If I'm going to paraphrase, what Jesus was saying essentially is this: you are my disciples. You have seen that in the course of my ministry on earth, there are two categories of people that followed me: the crowd and the disciples. Now, what I want you to do is go and make disciples, not crowd. Now, you see, crowd are people that follow Jesus for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for food. Once there is miracle, there is signs, wonders, food, crowd will gather. Disciples are people that follow Jesus because of his word. When many turned away from Jesus, Jesus turned to the 12. He said, "What about you people? Won't you go also?" Peter said, "Where will we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life." In other words, they were following Jesus because of the word of God. They were not following Jesus for miracles. They were not following Jesus for breakthroughs. Today, people are interested in gathering crowd. Jesus did not call us to make crowd. He called us to make disciples. You see, it is crowd that need big auditorium. Disciples don't need it. When on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit knew that 3,000 people were going to be saved, and there was no provision made for a big auditorium to contain them. Because they were going to make disciples, they really didn't need that. It is a man that is interested in gathering crowd that is fixed. His fixation is on building big and big and big and big buildings that can take thousands, if possible, millions of people, because that man is not interested in making disciples. Can you disciple 1 million people? Can a pastor disciple 1 million people? Yet he wants to gather 1 million people. Why? It's about crowd. It's not about disciples. Brethren, Jesus did not ask us to gather crowd. Jesus asked us to make disciples of all nations. We are to be busy making disciples, not gathering crowds. Those who want to make disciples are not interested in tithe and offerings. Their meeting is not about money. It's not about success. Their meeting is a meeting where the speaker rolls his sleeves and they sit down, where the word of God is carefully taught under the power of the Holy Spirit, where people's lives are transformed into the likeness and the image of Christ. And in case we don't know what it means to make a disciple, in verse 20, Jesus explained it: teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. Look at it. All things. Teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. But look at the lies of the devil today. A man was asked, "Why is it that your own ministry, everything is about money?" He said, "That's what they are called to preach, that everybody should stick with what they are called to preach." Brethren, there is nobody that is called to preach money. Everybody is called to preach everything that Jesus Christ taught. That is what we see in the scripture. Any other revelation that they are receiving, where somebody is telling them that they should go and preach money, that revelation does not come from the Holy Spirit. It's from the demonic realm. It's not from the Holy Spirit. Brethren, we are very clear as to what we are supposed to do. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.